This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. It is Monday, November 3rd, 2014, and I'm about to break down for you Game 3 of the 2014-2015 regular season between the Toronto Raptors and the what? Miami Heat. That's right, the team formerly LeBron and his LeBron heirs, no longer with the team. I watched every single Miami Heat game last season and haven't watched any this year, just kind of caught highlights. So this is going to be interesting, checking out a LeBron-less squad. I seen them play last year without LeBron, but obviously the feel is a little bit different when you know it's just temporary. This is now apparently Chris Bosh's team, because in the offseason, any Raptor fan will know this guy signed a $118 million deal. So the Heat are banking hard on CB. What is he now? Can't even remember his number now. Formerly CB4. So that makes it a big game for me personally, and then also a big game for both of these teams just in general, because they're the last two unbeaten teams in the East. So the winner of this goes to number one in the East, and high hopes for my T-Raps. So let's get into this ball game. Start to break it down, and it does not start well for Toronto. And unfortunately, that's a bit of a story of this ball game. The Heat win the tip, which coincidentally, or not coincidentally, but just taking a note, the Raptors have not won a tip yet this year. That's 0-3. So I don't know if that has much bearing on the game, but I just like to take note of that. So come on, Jonas, step up your standing vert. You gotta get some of those. You're a big boy. So the game starts. Heat basically scoring at will for the first 7 minutes. D-Wade is looking like a 27-year-old D-Wade. And it's starting to look like LeBron might have jumped ship a little early. They're looking tight. Bosh is scoring. You got basically everyone contributing on the Heat. And they build a 10-point lead in the first 5 minutes. Or in the first 7 minutes. And they're up 22-12. 4:44 mark, if we're going to talk, there's a couple of Raptor highlights. T. Ross with a nice steal, and then he fills the lane for a dunk on the fast break. That was pretty. And then the Raptors, staying in this ball game, right? Even though they were down 10, they were keeping it respectable because of, say it with me, free throws. That's right. You know, the last two games, they basically won on superior free throw shooting, and not just shooting, but getting to the line. That's really what it was. It wasn't that they're shooting a super high percentage, it's the amount of attempts. So props to the Raptors for keeping that going. They were getting to the line, but missing quite a few. I didn't really keep track in the beginning, but I started to a little bit more later on. 2:20 mark. DeMar DeRozan, the other couple of Raptor highlights in the quarter. He calmly dribbles into the lane from the left side, sees no resistance, and just from the middle of the key, just elevates off of his left foot and cocks it back with one hand and murders the rim, as DeMar DeRozan can do with about as much authority as anyone in the league. Definitely as much as any two guard in the league. So, always fun to watch. Nice to have a guy like that on your team. And then at the 109 mark, DeMar DeRozan, he had a nice turnaround jumper and actually had 13 in the quarter. Half of the Raptor points. So the Raptors with a decent offensive quarter, 26 points, but gave up 31 to the Heat. But they were down more than, I think they were down 12 at one point. So to be only down 5, we'll take it. On to the second quarter. First 5 minutes, somewhat uneventful. Then the 7:04 mark. Wow. James Johnson. I get the feeling, or I hope, I'm going to be saying his name a lot this season, because he is showing me some really spectacular athletic plays and finishing a little more regularly than I remember him doing his first time around with the Raptors. So 7:04 mark, he runs the floor, gets ahead of the pack, just in regular transition, Raptors defensive rebound. Grevis Vasquez spots him. He floats the ball up to him from about maybe a step behind half, I think. And James Johnson flies up, catches it with two hands, reverse dunk. I mean, who doesn't like seeing that? A reverse dunk alley-oop from half court. Absolutely beautiful. And then Vasquez, he actually had a really nice quarter. He drained a three a couple minutes later. Then at the 4:32 mark, he buries his second three of the quarter right as the shot clock is winding down. And that cut the Heat lead to 4:47-43. Now at the 3:50 mark, this is when I really started to note some problems starting to mount for the Raptors at the free throw line. 3:50 mark, Lowry misses two out of two. And at that point, the Raptors now had missed 8 free throws out of 19. So they got to the line 19 times, but only 11 makes. And then about 34 seconds later, 3:16 mark, DeMar DeRozan to the line. He goes 1 of 2, which is not a huge deal, but he had missed a couple in the first quarter as well. The Heat, at that point, were 12 for 12 from the free throw line. The Raptors, 12 for 20. So getting to the line, way more, getting those attempts up, but those makes have to be a little bit better than that. I mean, you got to shoot at least 70%. I think, and right there, they're just barely over 50, probably in the low 60s. 2:51 mark, Jonas, nice little highlight. And again, not a lot of Raptor highlights, so I'll gush over it a little bit. Jonas, he misses a dunk, and then, but he's able to fight, get the rebound, puts it back in off the glass, and one. So, nice, fierce, big man in the paint, not giving up on the play. That's what I like to see. And then at the 1:56 mark, Jonas wasn't finished, because right after he made that nice play, he gave up an and one to Bosch on the other end. But then Jonas comes right back and responds with another and one layup off a very nice pass from Grevis Vasquez, who was trapped in the corner. And he stepped through and found Jonas, and Jonas laid in an and one. That cut the Heat lead from 9 to 6, 56-50. And then the 1:14 mark, DeMar DeRozan, missing two more free throws. Killing me. So the Heat take a 10-point lead going into half, and the Raptors missing 9 free throws. So it could potentially be a 1-point game if they make them all. You know, if they shoot a decent percentage, it's like a 4 or 5-point game. But instead, it's a 10-point game, 64-54. So we get to the third quarter, 7:13 mark. Interesting sequence. Jonas, after getting blocked by D-Wade, which, by the way, I didn't want to note it, but it was D-Wade's second spectacular block of Jonas in the game. He blocks Jonas, but DeMar is able to recover, get a shot off with 7/10 of a second left on the shot clock off an inbounds play. And that cut the Heat lead down to 8, 73-65. So still manageable. Still get a ball game. 5:59 mark. DeRozan. Very nice deal from D-Wade. And I mentioned in the first two games, we're seeing a lot of these from DeRozan now. Reading plays and using his athleticism. And not really gambling, but just filling those passing lanes with his long arms. So he gets a steal off of D-Wade. Fast breaks the other way. And one layup. And the Heat had pulled away at that point a little bit, so that cut the Heat lead back to 10, 77-67. However, the Heat answer with a couple of threes, pushed the lead up to 16. Raptors cut back into it, and so no change in that quarter in the lead. The Heat are up by 10 still, 87-77. So fourth quarter we go. And the fourth quarter was interesting. 11:20 mark, Kyle Lowry draining a deep three. Looked like it was about 28 feet. And the Heat lead is 89-80. 8:47 mark. Lou Williams missing two free throws. Yikes. He could have made it a 7-point game. He'd come back the other way and score. Raptors exchange a couple of buckets. Then the 7:05 mark. James Johnson. Beautiful little step to the paint and then elevate with the finger roll. Absolutely showing off that athleticism. And I'm telling you, this guy, if he starts to get some plays called for him and he gets his head around it, he could really start to put up some good numbers and find himself maybe the first guy off the bench. Or even, who knows, even taking a starting spot. We'll see. And at that finger roll, cuts the Heat lead down to 6. So the Raptors, you know, within two possessions, really looking like they're knocking at the door. It's 94-88. Then the 6:33 mark, tough possession here. We saw this a couple of times. The Raptors lose an easy defensive rebound, and then the Heat miss the next two shots, but come up with the offensive rebounds on both of them, and eventually the Raptors wind up fouling Mario Chalmers. He goes to the line, drains his free throws. 5:22 mark. Crazy sequence. Might not sound that crazy the way I described it, but it was pretty crazy watching it. The Raptors play really good D. The Heat force up a tough shot, and they get a tip in. So, and that's when the Raptors were only down 6, 96-90. So, Magic, you know, end of the shot clock, put up a desperation shot, miss, tip it in. It's 98-90. But then DeRozan, down the other way, finds himself alone in the corner. Raptors work it around, gets a nice feed from inside the paint, and drains a three from the right corner. Raptors only down 5, 98-93. And then another tough sequence. Just under a minute after that nice three from DeMar, he gets blocked on a drive by Luol Deng, and then he stays down. He doesn't come back the other way. He's very slow getting up. And Heat go the other way, and they work the ball around. I mean, DeMar's down there for like a good 10, 15 seconds. Raptors don't take a foul. They work the ball around to Sean Williams, and he drains an open three from the left side. That one really hurt. That gave the Heat an 8-point lead, 101-93. 3:38 mark, though. DeMar trying to make up for it. He drains a 17-foot jumper. Again, it's a 6-point game, 101-95. And then very painful play here. 2:13 mark. Jonas Valanciunas gets a nice feed in the paint, turns, and then just misses. I mean, I don't want to say wide open, but when you're as big as him, I mean, there's a big man near him, but there was no hands near the ball, and he just misses an open layup. There's a really nice feed from DeRozan as well. And that was actually the second time this game that it happened. And in tight games like this, those will come back to haunt you. Then going back the other way, Jonas fouls Bosch on the drive. Bosch goes 1 of 2 from the line. The lead is now up to 8, 103-95. 1:49 mark. This was really the killer. This was really the killer because the Raptors still had a chance. Lowry fouled shooting a three. Yay. But, of course, you know what I'm going to say. I alluded to it earlier. He makes 1 of 3 free throws. Ugh, that just hurts. The 1:16 mark, DeMar DeRozan makes a short jumper, but the Heat are able to hang on, and they win this ball game by 5, 107-102. So think about all those missed free throws. The Heat won by 5. Ouch. So let me get to this box score. All right. Patrick Patterson, I don't know what was up with him. He was a no-show. He had no points in 15 minutes, 0 of 2, and 1 assist, 1 steal, no rebounds. Unusual game or appearance for him. We call that a full game. The other notables, I mean, T. Ross, 2 of 7 from the field, 6 points. He was barely there in 17 minutes. Jonas Valanciunas, his numbers look decent, 6 of 12, 14 points, 8 rebounds, but like I said, that really should be 8 of 12. He missed 2 gimmies at the rim. And, you know, he played a good game, so I don't want to give him too much grief, but, you know, this is time for Jonas to start establishing himself and start showing us that potential, start giving us some deep double-doubles. You know, every now and then I want to see a 20 and 12 out of him. I think he can do that. So, and I think he could have done it this game. It would be really nice to see him do it against Bosch. You really want to get the whole Raptor nation behind you. Pull one of those off. And then Kyle Lowry, his line looks decent as well. 7 of 11, 22 points, only 3 assists, but check this. 7 of 13 free throws. 7 of 13, that means, get this, 7 of 11 field goals, 7 of 13 unguarded 15-foot shots. Amazing. DeMar DeRozan, 11 of 22 from the field, so very nice, 50%, 30 points, but 7 of 12 from the free throw line. That hurts. And then down the box score to my boy Lou Williams, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. He had 8 points on 1 of 4 shooting. I should mention James Johnson. He chipped in with a nice performance, 4 of 6, 8 points. And Lou Williams, though, somehow was a plus 15. Everyone else is pretty much in the minus except Lou Williams and Tyler Hansbrough. Chuck Hayes in 12 minutes. But 6 of 10 free throws, that hurts. So overall, right, and the Heat box score, not terribly exciting. Aside from, Bosch was 10 of 13 free throws, so 10 by himself is nice. And D. Wade, he had a great game, 19 points, 7 of 11 shooting, 11 rebounds, and 7 dimes. And he had big impacts. He was really distributing and a big threat out there. So props to D. Wade, still a fan. But back to these free throw numbers. The Raptors shooting 24 of 39. So 39 attempts, that's a lot. But only hitting 24 of them. And the Heat actually almost equaling the Raptors in attempts with 38. And they only made 28, so they didn't shoot that well. They shot 73%, but the Raptors shot 61.5% in the game. So 15 free throws missed in a 5-point loss. Granted, the Heat also missed 10 free throws. They were 28 of 38. But if they both make all of them, this is a tie ball game at the worst. Raptors, 15 free throws missed. If I'm Coach Casey, when I played high school ball, there was a drill we had, right, where you had to make 2 free throws at the end of practice, and they had to be a swish, otherwise you had to run suicides. Or I don't know what they call them now, but from the end line to free throw line and back, and then to the half line and back. Anyways, we'd have to run a lot. So I'd be having these professional basketball players showing me that they can swish 2 free throws in a row. No rim, not even nick the rim. I'm talking swishes. These guys get paid millions of dollars. I'm not trying to compare my, high school basketball experience to what these guys can accomplish, but I wasn't getting paid millions of dollars. Okay? And we could all do it on my team. So I think these guys should all be able to step up there and swish a couple. Maybe even put a YouTube video. Apologize to the fans. Maybe I'm being a little harsh. But that one hurt. We could have had this one. We could have been undefeated. We could have been number one in the East. I know it's early, but I want those. All right, last year wasn't enough. We're the Toronto Raptors. We're the only team in the NBA that doesn't have a 50-win season. We've suffered, man. We're ready. I'm ready for some success this year. I just fully jinxed the season. That was wrong. I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to stop talking. All right. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. Next one is against the Thunder with no Durant and no Westbrook. So we should have these guys. All right. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam. Coming here from London. Holla.